Okay, Cosmology does continue with the previous one. Then we've got this Michael P. Masters, PhD professor of biological anthropology, Montana Tech. And he's saying this...
ET paradigm that has been explored for so long.
Well,
that those that we call the aliens, who are they? Well, they may be us. And then it sounds Hollywoodish, right? But when you think about it in this cosmological context that we are here, that we are presented here, built here, well, he says they may be time travelers. But again, they may be travelers from the world outside of this, from the other world. From the Bhuvarloka. Now, I think that is much more reasonable than this time traveler concept with its well-known effects of turning reality completely upside down in a not very logical way, that I should be present here now, but also another I would be there in the future somewhere right now, well, in the future, and then be able to come here with some time machine and meet myself. Why not rather that when I leave this world at the time of what we call death, I may be able to, with this kind of technology that we're talking about here and they are talking about, enter back into this world. So that's where I am now. I'm not in two me, in two places at the same time, but it's from two different times. But just in this way, I'm here, no, I'm there now. But then I can travel back here just as a diver can take on a space, on a diving suit or an astronaut, a space suit, and enter into another, you could say, dimension or level of existence under the water or out in the outside of the atmosphere. It's not more strange than that. And therefore, I would say that this is another logical and make sense explanation that just harmoniously, naturally fit into this cosmology.